This is Bill Newman, WHMP.
Joining us in the studio is Alex Kystura. She is a 2005 graduate of Smith College, a 2008 graduate of the Benjamin Cardozo School of Law in New York City. She lives here in the Valley, and she is the legal director of the Prison Policy Initiative, the legal director of the Prison Policy Initiative in East Hampton. Recently, the Prison Policy Initiative, with her as the legal director, issued a report about prison gerrymandering in Massachusetts. Alex, what was the title of the report?
It was Prison Gerrymandering in Massachusetts, How the Census Bureau Prison Miscount Invites Phantom Constituents to Town Meeting.
Really? So, phantom constituents come to town meeting. Well,
that's a sexy headline.
Yeah, that
is. For a very dark topic.
Yeah, okay. So tell us what the problem is. Tell us what happens.
Well, the problem is that the prisoners can't actually come to the town meeting, even though they're invited by the Census Bureau.
Invited by the Census Bureau. Okay, how does that happen?
Right. Well, some towns in Massachusetts have all towns have town meeting, where everybody in town gets, all the voters get together and to decide policy and vote on the budget and like. Okay. And some towns have a representative town meeting. So what happens is a town gets too big to get everybody in a room. So everybody votes on who they send to town meeting.
Sure. Amherst has a representative town meeting. East Hampton didn't until it became a city. Any number of towns do. So what you're saying, that the Census Bureau needs to somehow accommodate the inmates to the town meeting? Nah, that's not quite it. Okay, what is the point?
Not quite. So when the towns... in order to vote your representatives into the town meeting, what the towns do is they divide themselves up into precincts and wards, and the data they use to make sure every ward has the same number of people in it is based on Census Bureau data, which counts in
federal census.
Yes, the
data.
Federal, okay. Census Bureau.
Okay, so the town counts the inmates, and we'll get to which inmates and which institutions in just a second, and obviously they can't come to town meeting, and so you, as the legal director of the Prison Policy Initiative, Alex Kystura, say what?
Well, I kind of agree with the towns that the Census Bureau needs to change the way they count the incarcerated populations. This makes just the data way more streamlined, and that's what Senator Rosenberg and Representative Moran are proposing as well in when they did the redistricting for the state itself, for the state legislative districts.
So what happens in Massachusetts? You take a large prison like Ludlow, and which has obviously inmates from all over Western Massachusetts, frankly, all over Massachusetts. That would seem to be have a significant effect. On the other hand, the Hampshire County House of Correction, Jail and House of Correction, the Franklin County Jail and House of Correction, mostly, but not exclusively, has persons from the local community as inmates there. So where's the problem? What's the problem?
The problem is that even if they're kind of from the local community, when you're looking at the town itself, they're not all from that one ward. Like if they were all to go home today, that ward would lose a massive amount of population.
Oh, that's interesting. So even in Northampton, the Federal Census Bureau says whatever ward the Hampshire County House of Correction is in has all of those inmates counted as persons in the ward?
Exactly. So this really skews the representation in town.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's really interesting. Same is true up in Greenfield and in the Franklin County Jail and House of Correction?
Yep, every single facility. So what you get is a situation like in Ludlow where more than a third of that ward is just people who happen to be incarcerated in the facility that's there rather than actual residents.
Who don't get to vote.
Exactly.
As a practical matter.
Well,
as a legal matter, they don't get to vote.
Yeah, as a legal matter, though, it gets even more complicated because they either don't get to vote, but those who are there pre-trial, they're still awaiting sentencing, they're all still allowed to vote. So what they do is they vote by absentee ballot at home.
Whoa. They vote by absentee ballot in their hometown, but they're counted as a resident and citizen of a precinct where they're incarcerated.
Exactly. So it's a double skewing of the representation.
Who trumped up this screwy system?
Well, the Census Bureau did, but it's kind of unintentionally evolved into this massive problem as our prison populations grew. Because this is the Census Bureau uses residence rules that have been kind of tweaked here and there since the 1700s, but they've never addressed this prisoner issue yet.
So do the towns, for example, of Walpole, which is now the bucolically named Cedar Junction, which is, of course, the maximum security state prison, Do those towns, for purposes of congressional representation, have those inmates counted as residents of those towns, Concord, Walpole, and the like?
Yes. For congressional representation, it actually doesn't matter as much because the congressional districts are so huge. But where you can start to see it have an effect is in the state legislative districts, the Senate and the Massachusetts House districts. And then you see a really huge impact at the town level in Walpole.
So, Alex Kostura, I know that you, as the legal director of the Prison Policy Initiative, have been working on this issue for some years now. What's the solution? How do we fix it? I mean, essentially, I think the question is, how do we have people who are incarcerated counted as residents and citizens of the town or city from which they came? First of all, I guess, do I have the question right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
What's the answer?
So the answer is that there are solutions for many different levels of the problem. Most immediately, each town can actually adjust the census data when they reprecinct or when they allocate the representatives based on the precincts. So they can just take out the prison population because the number of people from that town in the facility is kind of negligible. And again, on the state level, back to the local level, over 200 counties and municipalities across the country already do that. Just not in Massachusetts.
Oh, so we're behind the curve on this.
A little bit, yeah.
But there is a legislative solution. We could actually join 200 other cities and towns. We could join the 21st century on this issue. There is a piece of legislation pending in the Massachusetts House and Senate. Yes, I know that's true. Tell us what it is, who's sponsoring, and what are the odds that this will get out of committee and be voted on?
Sure. It's right now, it's a resolution, Senate Bill 309. And right now it's in the Rules and Ethics Committee, which has Stan Rosenberg as the chairman there. And I know he's a supporter of the bill, but it really needs to get out of that committee right now. And Senator Stan Rosenberg and Representative Moran actually suggested this resolution asking the Census Bureau to change the way it counts incarcerated people when they did their redistricting committee report a couple years ago.
And the Federal Census Bureau rushed to say, thank you, Senator Rosenberg. We think that's a great idea. We're going to implement that suggestion immediately.
Well, the resolution hasn't even passed yet. So first the state
hasn't even passed the Massachusetts House
and
Senate.
They need to get on that a little bit.
I think they need to get on that a lot. Now, you said that Senator Rosenberg is the chair of the committee on
Rules and Ethics.
So as the chair of the committee, we learned on the show this week, he has significant say in reporting that bill out to the Senate for action. Do we have any indication whether, in fact, that will happen, that the bill will actually not die in committee or, as they say, sent for further study, which is where bills go? It's the graveyard for bills. Do we know if it will, this bill, to actually count inmates somewhere reasonable, reasonably count where they come from, is going to pass? Or is it going to pass? Is it ever going to get voted on?
Well, it's already gotten out of one committee.
It
looks like it has made some progress. Now it's just kind of stuck there right now. So hopefully there'll be some movement on that soon. But, it's really important for this thing to pass in Massachusetts because the Census Bureau, unlike some federal agencies, actually seeks input from the states on these issues. So every decade they release a report basically analyzing how their own data was used and was it responsive to the state's needs. And so they're actually seeking input on this. So Massachusetts is in kind of poised to give them the information they're looking for to change this at the Census Bureau.
Does it cause a problem if Massachusetts counts the numbers differently internally for state Senate and state House of Representatives and municipal elections than the Federal Census Bureau does or did in this 10-year census? Is that going to make a difference over the next 6-7 years if Massachusetts has a different formula?
Not at all. Actually, New York and Maryland both passed laws that were implemented at the last redistricting cycle, and they're already counting their state legislative districts differently than the federal census. They manually adjusted every person out of the prison back to their home address, and it's worked out just fine.
So, Alex Kostura, tell us this. If people are concerned about this, think we should come to a somewhat sensible resolution, what would you like them to do?
Well, I'd say call your representatives, get this bill going so that, the Census Bureau can hear from Massachusetts.
You mentioned that the Prison Policy Initiative had just has just put out an entire report on this with a title that it really is grabbing. Where can people get a copy of the report?
Sure. They can find that at theprisonersofthecensus.org.
Alex Kostura, Legal Director of the Prison Policy Initiative, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for the information. Really important. I hope you'll come back and keep us updated on progress of this bill.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
We're going to be right back with Tom McCabe from Paint Box Theater. Stay with us.
Get in on the conversation. Call 413-586-7140. This is Bill Newman, WHMP.